Hello and welcome to the Arsenal Way, back again with you guys for another episode of our Arsenal Agenda series. I'm joined this morning by the injury substitutes. It's Umar. How you doing, mate? You good? You well?
Yeah, I'm good, TC. It's the utility man. Called up on the off the bench.
the Ainsley Chris, Maitland. Yeah,
I know that cameo role, but I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. That's underselling you, Maitland. We'll say you're the Zinchenko. Let's go down that route. We wish Chris a speedy recovery, who's injured his foot whilst playing football, of all things. I didn't even know he could play football. You know, I know he can write and talk about it, but play football, I thought, was just that one step beyond him. if you're watching, Chris, we wish you the best and hope you're feeling better soon, mate. Good to have you on, Umar. It's been a little bit of a while, so good to have a catch up. A lot has happened, of course, since our last conversation. Nuno Tavares looked to be on his way to Atalanta. However, in that time, things have changed significantly. He's now looking like he's going to Marseille, following in the footsteps of William Saliba. Do you think this is a loan that is maybe better suited than the Atalanta one, or is there barely a difference?
I don't think there's quite a difference. When the Atalanta links came to fruition, I was quite keen on him moving to Serie A, because Atalanta, they play with that wing-back formation. They tend to score a lot of goals, don't get me wrong. They're quite an exciting team to watch. But the wing-back positions that they've had previously, you got like Gosens, who has improved a lot when he was at Atlanta. And I was quite keen on Tavares going there and improving, working in a good division where a lot is done and a lot is made in terms of the defensive side of the game. But Marseille, it's not a bad move, to be honest, to be playing Champions League football this season, even though the managerial situation is a bit not right now clear. So that's another situation that you're probably thinking about it in that view. But I think for Nuno Tavares, he just needs to get away, play a number of games under his locker, because I think the talent is there. I think he could be a good player for Arsenal, but he just needs to play games. Right now, we've got KT, we've got Alexander Zinchenko who's come in, and it's going to be hard for Tavares to even get a game, even in cup competition. So for him to go to Marseille and get minutes under this locker, I think it'll aid his development. So I'm happy for him.
Yeah, me too. Like, I think he needed a loan. I think it was the right move. We need to make sure he's playing regularly. I think there's a player there. You know, he gets written off very quickly for what he didn't really give in the last few games of the season. It was a big expectation. And when you're playing not only, you know, as the backup left back, but when you've got your backup right back also on the other side, and, you know, we lost Partey for the end of the season as well. You know, we were really kind of vulnerable in those positions. And I think that when it comes to Tavares, there's a player in him. I think there's definitely scope to improve. I think there's definitely a player in there. And I think playing week in, week out, potentially in Liga, will allow him that. You know, it's a league of comparative quality to others around Europe, of course. It's including the top five leagues in the world. And he is going to come up against some good attackers on that side. It's going to hopefully improve him defensively. We saw William Saliba improve massively whilst with Marseille. Is there any worries, you think, with the Guendouzi corruption? Is he going to be corrupted by Guendouzi?
It's quite funny. Did you see that clip, TC?
I did. Have you seen the full clip now? Have you seen, like,
I just saw the 30-second clip.
I've seen the full clip now, with where he kind of, Yaquin approaches him, and he's like going 1-0 to like one of the players, and he's saying like F you to him and stuff. And I'm like, how petulant, lad. Like, really? And obviously, he did that for Arsenal against Watford, and we drew that game, and then they drew that game. You know, Betis scored right at the end.
It's a pre-season friendly. Honestly. It is a pre-season friendly. But yeah, no, I think Tavares will go there. I think he seems like a level-headed character. He'll knuckle down. He'll be thinking in the back of his mind that come this loan spell, he want to be back at Arsenal. He want to prove something to Mikel Arteta. And I think he's got the mentality there. He seems like a likable member of the squad. He's got the talent there, but he just needs minutes. So I think for his development, I think it's a good move. Like you said, he's got the talent. At times, he can be a bit chaotic, but I think he's young. He's come from Benfica. He didn't play that much for Benfica, and he's come to a massive club like Arsenal. So it's going to take time for him to adjust to the new division, new Premier League, new culture. So I'm looking forward to watching him. William Saliba didn't do that bad at Marseille. So let's hope Nuno Tavares can follow the same route.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, yeah, at the end of the day, we're fingers crossed hoping that we see something in regards to development, improvement, stepping up his game another year. He joined as a 21-year-old, you know, from the Portuguese league, playing for Benfica, you know, a team that dominates that division. And it's a big, big culture change, a big, big competitive change. And hopefully this sees an improvement in him. We don't particularly look like we're going to make another signing before at least the season starts. There's potential we might not make a signing before the season ends. I'm hopeful that we will at least get one more through the door, and especially in midfield. You know, at the start of the window, central midfield was the big key area that I wanted to see Arsenal go into and upgrade, because, you know, ever since we signed Partey, we haven't gone, you know, another level. We've not upgraded on Xhaka. We've not brought in a starting option. And I thought the 2021 window ultimately ended with us failing to bring in what was the key position, which was midfield. I don't want to see us miss out on another summer where we could potentially sign another midfielder. Is that still for you the number one area of needing strengthening? And is that name of Youri Tielemans still the number one for you that you think is most likely at this stage?
For me, I think the priority should be midfield, because when the wide forward position came to light in terms of the media and Rafinha came about, I think every single Arsenal fan were like, wow, what a player we could get here. He'll provide Bukayo Saka the competition that he needs. He'll rotate well with Bukayo Saka. So when Bukayo Saka needs a rest or is injured, Rafinha will come in straight away. Rafinha would have provided a great versatility, but obviously that move has not materialized. He's gone to Barcelona. And now when I look at the wide options, there's not a name that gets me excited. There's talented players out there. I know yourself, you love Cody Gakpo, again, a very talented player. But when I look at that wide forward department, is there a player that screams out, wow, he's in at the right age, he's the right profile, he's at the peak of his career? I think there's like a rare few. I know people have been speaking about Leroy Sané, but that's never going to happen. So for me, I think we've got a target there in Youri Tielemans, an area that we need to strengthen, because we haven't strengthened that midfield area for a long time and we've needed to. So yeah. I think that price that is being touted, whether it's 30, 35 million pounds. And the funny thing is, Leicester City haven't spent any money this
it's
summer.
It's weird that, isn't it? Yeah. It's really strange. And they're looking like
not
they could even sell Samara.
Not
like
even
Samara could yet leave. No rumours. You're right. Absolutely. I mean, Leno, I think, was being suggested as a potential if Schmeichel looked like he could be going to Nice. And, yeah, you know, considering the season starts next weekend and they've not brought anyone in, I don't think there's been any explanation I've not seen. To be fair, I've not done my due diligence on why that is. I'm just seeing if I can check in with some of our Leeds correspondents about this perhaps later on today as to why that's not happened. But it does seem very odd that they haven't. That said, obviously, they've suffered a lot of injuries in the last year. A lot of them are now returning. Perhaps it's because they're all coming back from those serious injuries. They feel they've got a strong enough squad with everybody fit. But it is a bit odd. We do play them, I think, second, do we not, in the league? So it'll be intriguing how they start their first game of the season. I'm not sure who they kick off the season with. Just having a quick check on their fixture list. They have Brentford on Sunday, Sunday the 7th of August. Then they come to the Emirates on the 13th, 5 days later. So it's a short turnaround, and with no signings, they are, you have to think about, a very winnable side. And if we go into this season, you know, when we started off the window, we were all talking about saying Arsenal need to do their business early. We need to get our business done as soon as possible. And we have got five players through the door. We've spent more money than we've ever spent at this same stage in a summer, which is great. But we still need more. You know, we still need a centre mid. We still need, in my view, a wide forward that can cover centrally. If Marie leaves, I think there's scope for a left-footed centre-back that's also potentially needed. But the thing is, the five games that we have, which are Palace and Leicester, and then Fulham and Bournemouth and Villa, I think maybe Fulham are born for the other way around, but Villa's definitely the fifth game. They're winnable games, aren't they, with the squad that we have? So you'd think that there's a reason why we've been willing to maybe extend our business, plus all the outs that we still need to do, which will probably move towards the end of the window as well.
Yeah, 100%. As you've touched on, they're winnable games. We've done majority of our business. We've got the main targets that we wanted when the window started. So Gabriel Jesus, Oleksandr Zinchenko, Fabio Vieira. So we've got all the puzzles there. but we just need the final piece of that jigsaw, and that could be Yuri Tielemans. I think, from my opinion, I think we'll get one more body in. I don't know whether it's a wide forward or whether it's a midfielder. I don't think we'll get two in, because it would just feel Arsenal not to get two bodies in when they need it. I think Arsenal will assess that wide forward position. They'll think, if it's not the right player, we'd rather wait a season, wait 1 year and get the right profile. But I think if they are going to get a player, it will be Yuri Tielemans, whether that's towards the end of the window, because Yuri Tielemans wants to come to Arsenal. Arteta, Edu, like the player. The price being touted is very good when you take into consideration he's in the final year of his contract, Premier League proven, young. So it's all leading to Yuri Tielemans' deadline day signing, but hopefully, fingers crossed, we can get him just before that.
Yeah, I hope that we can get some deals done. I think that we will get one more. I think it's going to come down to the players that we move out. Nicolas Pepe is a big one. You know, if we move him out, then I think potentially we could get two, because I think the wide player would then be targeted. But getting Torreira, Maitland-Niles out is a big priority of the club. We look like Leno's going to be moving on. Bellerin potentially could be two. Marie's been heavily linked with Fenerbahce and wasn't included in the game the other day either. So there's potentially, you know, an imminent move maybe for him. We'll have to wait and see. And all of that could drastically change the way the season, or the window, sorry, finishes for Arsenal before September. Lastly is, of course, tomorrow. This is the final show before our weekly show finishes and we go back to joining you on Monday. But we play tomorrow. I am doing the live blog, but I'm hoping that maybe we'll do a post-match stream as well. So Sevilla, interesting team, will of course be adorned with our brand new third kit. Thoughts on that briefly? Do you like it?
Yes, baby pink. It's a nice color, I think.
Is that your color? Yeah. Does it bring out your eyes?
it does. I think every kit that Adidas bring out, I think it's just beautiful. So again, pink, black, red, I think Adidas always nail it on the head. So yeah, I love it.
And Sevilla, is this? Do you think we should be looking to start the game with the lineup that we intend to start the game against Crystal Palace?
100%. Myself and Bailey done the team predictor yesterday, so they'll be going out this afternoon. And we basically,
Don't tell them.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. But I think, to answer your question, I think we should be going strong, because it's the curtain raiser just before the Premier League season starts. Again, we play on a Friday night, so the turnaround will be quick after this Sevilla game. They'll be back on the training pitch, getting ready for that big game against Palace. So we go out strong, we get a bit of fitness in the legs, and Sevilla will be a tough game because they've got Eric Lamela, who, yeah, a lot of Arsenal fans, including myself, don't like. So hopefully we don't get any niggles or any injuries. But I think it'll be a good test. I know Tottenham played Sevilla during this preseason, and it seemed a bit hotly contested. So hopefully we get the job done, don't get any injuries, and then be focused on the big one on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry that we haven't been able to go through many of your questions today. We had to start the show late, of course, and morning meetings and work is catching up very quickly. Just to end the show, of course, I want to get your thoughts on the big kind of announcement on the Arsenal website about this Prime Hydration. Any thoughts around this? You don't have to have a thought. I said this morning I don't really have an opinion of it, to be fair.
I think it's a very, very good deal. Take aside Logan Paul, take aside KSI, I think Vinay, he's tapping into this market where YouTubers are big. The content creators. Logan Paul, I'll give you a fact, Logan Paul on Instagram has more followers than Arsenal on Instagram. So
probably looked at him and went, who's that small
I think in terms of you can speak about the characters, you can speak about the way the personalities are, but they're tapping into a market which is good. They've done it previously with Chunks and Frimpon, again tapping into a YouTube market where a lot of younger fans will appreciate, in my eyes. So I think it's good. And hopefully you can give us a bit more money for one more final signing, but who knows?
Who'd have thought KSI is buying Tielemans for us? You know, like JJ, I used to watch his videos when I was growing up at school. Like, so, you know, I've always, I remember the classic, the one that sticks in my mind with him was the Neymar pack video that you can't feed. That was the first one I ever saw of his stuff. And yeah, it became a regular fixture of my early mid to late teens, you know, watching those videos. So it is strange that, you know, he's now, you look at the growth of him and seeing what he's gone from and now gone to where he's able to sponsor Arsenal. It's impressive, is what it is. It's very impressive indeed. Show you the power of YouTube, that's for sure. But Umar, that concludes all of today's topics for discussion. Thank you so much for joining me, as always, my friend.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it. Yeah, hope Chris gets better. Just put some ice on that because that injury, TC showed me that it's not a good look.
Unreal. Yeah, indeed. Chris, we send you the best again. Chat box, if you want to go and send Chris a message on Twitter, I'm sure he would appreciate that. I always get his handle the wrong way around. It's like at @CDavison_AFC. I always forget if I actually just put Chris Davison, but that's, and there's no D in Davison other than the D at the start. It's Davison. So if you want to go and tweet him at @CDavison_AFC, send him some well wishes. I'm sure he would appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in. To drop a like on the video, subscribe to the channel if you're new. As Umar said, we'll have our team predictor video up a little bit later on this afternoon with Umar and Bailey, and we'll have content going out over the weekend. And we should. Are you working Saturday? Were you?
Yes.
You're around to do a match. Okay, so we might be doing a match reaction after the Sevilla game. I'm definitely going to be around for that. So hopefully there'll be something on the whistle too. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you again very, very soon. And as always, keep following us down the Arsenal way.